Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we have a big old show. Look, there's a running order for it. As it's not, it's just a prop, it's just a blank piece of paper. Well, it's not blank. It's just got... Anyway, it doesn't matter what's on it. Let's begin the podcast with the Huddersfield owner, Phil Hodgkinson. He told the Jim White Show on Monday that lower league clubs would cease to exist if governing bodies didn't act immediately. Well, the former Palace chairman, Simon Jordan, had his say on White and Sawyer, and he thinks that it's high time that salary caps are enforced across football.
Outside of the Premier League, you're going to see clubs being wiped out in terms of they can't sell tickets, they can't sell matchday revenues, they can't do catering, they can't do any of the matchday stuff. So 50 to 60 to 70% of their turnover is going to go. I'm surprised that Phil didn't take the opportunity to have a broadside at the PFA as well, because ultimately part of the challenge is not just getting more money into the leagues, it's getting control over player salaries, getting an understanding from the PFA that ultimately their members have got to do something more than they're currently doing. It's also about, and what I found really interesting about what he said, and it should have been said a long time ago, and it's like the truth will set you free: governance and control about salary caps, because there's this ridiculous, absurd, immature attitude to the fact that this is the only sport. If the NFL, the world's biggest, most richest sport, can salary cap their players, why is there this resistance and belief that English football cannot? I heard it again on Sunday Supplement, talking about the fact that you can't put salary caps in because clubs get relegated. No, you can put salary caps in. You make it a percentage of their turnover.
Now, staying with Jim, Natalie and Simon, they were also joined by the former West Brom and Rangers defender, Gareth McCauley. Gareth had some very strong views on the Scottish Premiership ending early, saying that he thinks Celtic's title victory is hollow. 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 Oh, no, that's echo. It doesn't work, does it?
Congratulations, you know, first of all, to you know, Celtic on the nine in a row. But I just feel that, not like the team in the 60s and the 70s, there's always a what if and a but, and that'll be labelled at this team. And in a way, I just feel sorry for the players, sorry for the ones who have been there through it all. You know, obviously Rangers weren't in the league. They've won leagues then. Obviously, it's been cut short. And listen, they were 13 points clear, and they kicked on in the back end of the season, and they were going to win this nine in a row anyway. Even though it was being, you know, cut short. But I just feel a little bit sorry for them. That is a little bit hollow, and I just think it'll always be through up to the team, the present team, and you know that's a kind of a shame, I think.
Now, Laura Woods was joined on TalkSport's Breakfast Show yesterday morning by Rangers legend Ali McCoist, or Macca to his friends. He actually sent me a little email here, which I've printed off. It says, "Dear Andy, loving the podcast that you do. I noticed that you keep calling me Macca. No one else calls me Macca, but I kind of like it. Can you ask people to only call me Macca from now on? Yours truly, Macca." So there you go. So from now on, it's Macca. Anyway, was alongside the double Ashes winner, Freddie Flintoff. This is Macca and Freddie discussing the best ever British comedy character.
Alan Partridge is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. But Ricky Gervais in The Office. I Oh my word. Is he good, is better? I tell you, I throw another one into the mix as well. Jim Royle off the Royal Family.
Brilliant, absolutely. I'll throw one at you. Right, you ready for this one? Not got a mention. Can't believe he's not got a mention. How about Basil Fawlty?
Back now to Jim White, Natalie Sawyer and Simon Jordan. They were reflecting on the 1999 Champions League final when Manchester United's two late goals sank Bayern Munich in Barcelona. The man in the middle that night was the legendary referee Colina, and the Italian says he remembers the game fondly. Incidentally, on my show last night, we had Teddy Sheringham, who scored, of course, the equaliser for Manchester United. And he was on my show to tell us all about that. That will appear somewhere in this podcast, I hope. Anyway, time to hear from a cleaner. Colina.
The match was not that great. It was a normal match. If we can say that the Champions League final can be a normal match. But definitely, the stoppage time, the 3 minutes, the two goals scored, and the trophy going from one side to another side, this made that final the ultimate final in the history of Champions League.
Yes, and as I mentioned, Teddy Sheringham was on my show last night. Did I mention that? Yes, I did. Teddy Sheringham was on my show, the Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m, reliving that Champions League final. And this is what he said on my show.
In towards Schmeichel. It's come for Dwight York. Cleared. Giggs with a shot. Sheringham!
Peter Schmeichel was in the penalty area at the time. So the ball went middle of the goal around Peter. It went to the far post. I think Yorkie was on the far post. And then Effenberg tries to clear it out. Doesn't get the best strike on it. It falls to Giggs. Giggs scuffs it with his right foot. I know from my position and my body angle, I know that there's a fella on the line. So when Giggsy hits it, the fella on the line is running up and goes past me. On the opposite post, he goes past me, so he's 4 yards out. I'm still 2 yards out, but he was on the line when Giggsy struck it. It comes rolling past me, and I think to myself, just turn and swivel and smash it. Even though I'm 2 yards out, I tried to hit it as hard as I could. It scuffed off my ankle, off the socks of my ankle, into the corner. And I know I'm onside. But as I scuff it and it goes in the back of the net, I run away to celebrate. And I have to check because sometimes the linesman get it wrong. I'm like, yes, he's got the right decision. And I'm off. And I'm into the crowd. And it's just like, we're back in it. We're back in it. This is fantastic.
And then Dennis Irwin, who played also that day, was looking back at Manchester United's famous treble win 21 years ago today. Yesterday.
Obviously, the previous 9 or 10 days, we'd won the league and beaten Spurs at Old Trafford, and we'd beat Newcastle at Wembley. And I think we were a tired team, and we were missing our two best players in Roy Keane and Paul Scholes. But we had a great squad. We had a great team spirit in there. We had a great belief that we were on a great run, that we wouldn't lose. We needed a bit of luck. There's no doubt about that on the night. If you look at what Bayern Munich hit the post and crossbar when they were one up. But we persevered. And, I mean, the last 3 minutes is down in history, isn't it? And just privileged to be there. And what a great night it was to finish off what was a great 10 or 11 days. I think Gary Neville has said that it's the best 10 or 11 days a professional player could ever have.
Beckham into Sheringham. And Solskjaer has won it! History is made. Manchester United are the champions of Europe again, and nobody will ever win a European Cup final more dramatically than this.
And staying with that moment, why are you staying with it? Well, there's no live sport on at the moment, is there? Anyway, this is our very own Clive Tilsley, who was on H&J. I don't know why I'm going up at the end of every sentence, but I am. He was on H&J also on United's win over Bayern Munich in 1999. He said it was probably the biggest night of his career as well.
It was the final game of my first season succeeding the late, great Brian Moore as ITV's senior commentator, which were the most massive boots to fill. Wonderful commentator, even more wonderful man in many ways. And I guess if I'd messed up those last 3 minutes, I probably wouldn't be having this conversation with you now. I think I wasn't on trial. I had a contract, and I'd been at ITV understudying him for 2 years prior to that, and he'd mentored me in many ways. But there was 20 million people watching that night. Manchester United were chasing a treble. And, of course, the events were as extraordinary a 3 minutes of football as probably any of us have witnessed, and I managed to get the goal scorers right.
And this is the Times' Martin Ziegler on Drive, talking... Oh, I can stop with the voice now. Formula One. And he said it could return to Britain sooner than anticipated, with Silverstone flexible on their start date.
I sort of picked up the sort of rumblings yesterday that the that it's going to be reprieved, to speak to people in Whitehall. And then my colleague, who one of the political staff from the Times, actually got briefed that Boris had personally intervened to try and tell his cabinet to make sure this happens. It's a very important thing and they should get exemptions. And Silverstone say they've got a bit of flexibility. If it's not July the 26th, they could move it back a couple of weeks and still have two dates there if needed. So, yeah, it's looking very positive.
Now, the former Chicago-born three-time NBA champion BJ Armstrong joined Paul Coit on TalkSport 2's Sports Day Breakfast Show. He spoke about his memories of playing for the Bulls and the Last Dance documentary.
When I came to the team there in the late 80s, I just thought it was an incredible environment because there were no hidden agendas.
Yeah.
You know, you came there with one idea, one mindset, and it was just amazing to watch, you know, this figure in Michael Jordan, who had this incredible talent that you saw immediately. And we were able, or the organization was able, to surround him with these other guys, myself included, who had the same mindset. You know, make no doubt about it. If you came there with the mindset you wanted to win, you wanted to reach your maximum potential and be the best you could be, it was a beautiful environment. I loved it. I enjoyed every moment of it because, you know, we came there with one idea. We wanted to do what we had to do to win. We were committed to that. And we made a lifestyle change, lifestyle choice that we all, you know, were, you know, sold into. We had this idea that we wanted to be in this environment, and we achieved what we wanted to achieve.
And back now to Nostalgia Alley. That doesn't sound right. Anyway, here's the former Gunner David O'Leary on The Breakfast Show, and he was asked how he felt when he saw Michael Thomas's last-minute winner go in to seal the title for Arsenal at Anfield back in 1989. In fact, we've got the commentary here from Brian Moore. It's up for grabs now, Thomas! Doesn't even sound like him, does it?
Looking straight down the pitch when he got that chance, and seeing Bruce Grobler come out, and I'm thinking, this is your chance, Michael, this is your chance, and he just tipped it over and wow. The ball seemed to trickle into the net. I was thinking somebody's got to get back and clear it off the line, whatever, and it took so long to go into that net. And as I say, the Arsenal fans were behind that goal, and it just exploded, really.
But Thomas charging through the midfield. Thomas, it's up for grabs now. Thomas, right at the end.
We got in, and it was just unbelievable atmosphere. We got on the coach back to London, probably 3.5 hours. I don't know where the 3.5 hours went, Fred. It was just, it was the quickest journey back to London ever. We got back to North London, and the streets were absolutely, it was, you thought it was midday, really. Everybody was celebrating.
Back now to Dennis Irwin, talking about his old teammate and now Manchester United manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
A bit of a slow progress, I suppose, in one way with the signings and then Fernandes coming in. But, you know, they begin to show signs that they're getting better. Ole's building a better squad, better team down there. And, you know, it's, they want to challenge as soon as possible. And I've no doubt, I don't know what's going to happen in transfer windows. I don't think anybody does this time round, but we'll have to wait and see. But certainly they're heading in the right direction.
And of course, some sports bar stuff. As last night we had Barry Hearn on the show, the chairman of World Snooker, looking ahead to the return of live snooker, or live sport really, next week. And he was given his say on whether or not the World Snooker Championships would happen this year if it wasn't able to happen in its new scheduled date of July the 31st.
We started on this probably 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago, trying to put it in motion. And the most important thing was the safety of the people involved. We've effectively created a bubble. So we're at the MK Dons Arena, which has a hotel on site. We have exclusive use of the hotel. We have exclusive use of the venue. As you arrive, you get out of your car, you are taken into isolation. You are then tested. You are transferred from there to your hotel room, and you are locked in your room, and you're not allowed out until the following day when your test results come in. If you're a negative, you're in the event. If you're positive, you're slung out and you're not allowed back. Every single person in that place, from the kitchen staff to the cleaners, have been tested and also are in isolation for the entire 11 days of the event.
The thing that football's got on its side, that if, and we've seen it already, that if things aren't quite ready, i.e. the players or even the country, they can push it back a week. It's not too much of a problem. How flexible is...
No, we're not. No flexibility whatsoever.
So if it doesn't happen that week, it won't happen?
It won't happen. It can't.
And does that mean it won't happen this year?
No, the broadcaster schedule's already set. It's not just us. It's like the same argument would apply to Formula Ones or whatever.
Yeah.
You either do it or you don't do it.
So just to a definitive answer, if it doesn't happen on the 31st of July to August the 16th, this year's World Snooker Championships will not take place?
I think you can take that as a 99% yes. And the answer, the reason I make it 99% is because you can never say 100% on anything.
We've got a quick audio round if we have time.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Here's a famous song from the film. Yeah. What word has been repeatedly bleeped out?
We represent the
you get the idea there.
We will welcome you so much, Kim.
The most ridiculous question I've ever been asked in my life.
That was Josh's work, that one. I didn't have time to do one today, so I left it up to Josh.
What is the question?
What word has been bleeped? We don't have time to replay it, but...
Tuesday. Which? I'm going which?
I don't know.
Both of those are wrong.
Right, what was it?
Apparently it was lollipop. There we go.
Josh needs a lollipop inserted somewhere.
Melvin!
And question 9. What did Dorothy say when she taps her shoes together at the end of the film?
I know it.
Is it Rent-A-Ghost?
There's no place like home.
And that's it. Thanks for listening to another podcast. Reminder, you can download previous ones from Acast, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. And live horse racing. Before I go, let me tell you, live horse racing from Hong Kong is back on TalkSport 2 from 11 a.m. this morning. You can get your racing fix with all 9 races from Sha Tin exclusively live on national radio. That's 11 a.m. this morning. Now, of course, if it's past 11 a.m. and you really like horse racing, well, then you've missed some of it. But fear not, tune into TalkSport 2 and you can hear some of it. Unless, of course, it's finished its transmission on TalkSport 2. If it's before 11 a.m. and you really like horse racing, well, you're in for a treat because you've got time to tune into TalkSport 2 and you can hear all 9 races. If it's before 11 a.m. and you hate horse racing, then don't even bother. And if it's after 11 a.m. and you're not a fan of horse racing, then it doesn't affect you anyway. I think that's cleared everything up. And to get all of that, if you do quite like racing, you can download the TalkSport app, swipe left, or ask your smart speaker to play TalkSport 2 to follow the action as it happens. I'll be back tonight from 10 p.m. for another Sports Bar, the Wednesday edition. Of course, we've got live updates of the last quarterfinal in the Sports Bar Cup, between the Biscuit 11 and the Aftershave 11. So make sure you join me and Moonface for that one. In the meantime, have a great day, keep your distance, wash your hands, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.